Forever Young Audiobooks presents Forever for a Year, written by B.T. Gottfried, read by Renee Ruiz, Pamela Lawrence, and a full cast. 1. Carrie will now be Carolina.
It was my idea for us to start using our full names. It was going to help us take ourselves more seriously now that we were starting high school. It's like I used to be Carrie, this awkward eighth grader, but now I was going to be Carolina, this amazing freshman. Oh my gosh, this sounds so dumb when I say it like that. Never mind. Wait a minute. Just because I didn't want to be geeky Carrie anymore didn't mean Carolina wasn't going to be a good student. She was. I mean, I was, obviously. I mean, school was still the most important thing, by far. And if you ask me, I wasn't really a geek in junior high. I'm super normal. It's just that other people thought my best friend Peggy and I were geeks, so we didn't really argue with them. Can you even do that? Argue with popular people on how they categorize you? Maybe you can, though it probably would have just made us even bigger geeks in their eyes. Gosh, why was I worrying about this now? It was the first day of high school, and I had to get ready. I mean, I was totally ready. I had been waiting by the front door for 20 minutes for Peggy and her sister to pick me up. But, you know, get ready in my mind, because this year was going to change my life. I just knew it. So I sat and pictured, envisioned might be the better word, how today would go in my head, except the horrible stuff that happened with my dad earlier kept popping into my brain, and I got mad at him again, and suddenly I felt like I was going to cry again.